ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in ur-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn As-Sajjad, Salamullahi alayhi. At the beginning, Imam Sajjad Salamullah alayhi seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of vices, and among the third in the list is having less patience. As human beings, patience is required in every aspect of life, especially when it comes to calamities, problems, and struggling and tribulation of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinitive wisdom, that He sends problems our way for a number of reasons. We mentioned some of them previously in the previous episodes, and today I would like to touch upon one more. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes He sees that His servant is not earning enough hasanat. When you go to work, you try to earn as much money as you can. And this is the currency of this world, be it the dollar, be it the pound, be it the yen, or whatever the currency might be. In the hereafter, in the Day of Judgment, the only currency that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts is the currency of hasanat, the currency of deeds. The more of them you have, the higher you would go in heaven. Sometimes we get too busy in this life that we forget to do the basics, or at least the extras, for the sake of Allah, which in reality it's for our own sake. So Allah, when He sees His servant in this state, He says, I need to change that. Let us take a break and we come back right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Allah says that I want to change the situation of my servant. He's not earning enough. He's not doing anything for his akhirah. So I will have to intervene and force hasanat on him. Therefore, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends problem to us. And through these problems, through these pains that we face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us plenty of hasanat. In a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he's giving an advice to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He says to him, Ya Ali, aninul mu'mini tasbih wa siyahuhu tahleel. He says to him, the believer, his pain, when he moans out of pain, he said, this is a form of tasbih. And when he cries and screams, this is a form of him saying tahleel to Allah, saying either subhanallah or la ilaha illallah. A person in the state of pain, he's screaming and yelling and moaning out of pain, literally. But Allah is recording it and writing it as hasanat as tasbih for him. Now, how generous could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with his servants? When I'm going through pain, especially sometimes when I get teeth pain, I start to cry literally from pain. While I'm paining and suffering, Allah saying, be sure that I am giving you a lot of hasanat for this pain that you're going through. Because you're a mu'min, you're a believer of mine, and I take care of you. Since you haven't achieved any hasanat yourself, I have no other choice but to force them onto you. So we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes He sends the calamity or problem my way to destroy and remove and cleanse my sins. Sometimes He sends a calamity my way to make sure that I increase in the number of hasanat. That I come on the day of judgment, I look up my record, and I see I have plenty of hasanat. And when I say to Allah, oh Allah, where did this all come from? He says to me, simply because you got sick, you had a pain, you had a toothache, you had a headache, you had a stomach ulcer, you had this and you had that. And for this, we have given you all the hasanat. And then I said, I wish I was sick all my life. Because when I see the hasanat, then everything changes. So be sure that when you face these problems, it is for your own good. But you need to have patience. Let us take a short break and then we come back right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said that sometimes when we complain of things, in fact, they are good for us. They are so good that they become the source of hasanat and deeds for me and you. A person came to Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam, and he's complaining to him about his son and what has happened to him because of his son. So the Imam Salamullah alayhi said to him, أَمَا عَلِمْتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَخْتَارَ مِنْ مَالِ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَمِنْ وُلْدِهِ لِنَفْسَهِ Didn't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses from amongst the wealth of the believer and the sons of the believer for himself? لِيَأْجِرُهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ So he could reward him for it. So this person, his son, has passed away and he's going through grief and suffering. The Imam said to him, don't do that. When Allah has chosen to take something from you, whether it is wealth, items, property, or it is the soul of your son, He does that just so He could give you reward. Because Allah says, well, the servant of mine hasn't done nothing. And even when you send a calamity or a problem his way, nothing seems to change. So let us do something drastic. Let's take his son away. Obviously, the son, you know, would dwell in heaven. He would have no problem anyway. And the father, in return, gets rewarded for his suffering, for his grief, for his pain, for his sadness, and also makes it to heaven. So it is a win-win situation. So whatever problem that we face in life, whatever we go through in life, we have to be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding us for. But like I said, when it comes to trials, when it comes to test, in that there is reward. when we sin and Allah sends a problem, that is a forgiveness and that is for Allah to wipe our sins clean. So each one has its own merits. They're not the same. Nevertheless, me and you, in these cases, we need to exercise patience at its fullest. We should not at any point fall short when it comes to patience or have less of it, because it is vital for our survival. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را